From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has officially withdrawn the U.S. from the 12-nation Pacific Rim Free Trade Agreement, calling it a great thing for the American worker. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, was signed by the Obama administration, but never ratified by Congress. A White House spokesman said bilateral agreements are superior to multilateral accords. Peterson Institute of Economics economist Gary Huffbauer said the 22-year-old trilateral North America Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, will also likely evolve into various bilateral accords.
I think NAFTA will become two bilateral agreements rather than this trilateral accord that it now is. And then there might be a third bilateral between Mexico and Canada. And also Trump has welcomed a possible bilateral with the United Kingdom. So, of course, United Kingdom has to sort out its relations with Europe first.
Mexico's president, who is to meet President Trump later, said he hopes to negotiate bilateral trade agreements with the U.S. and Canada. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, Monday announced his vice president, Fatoumata Tambajong, a former U.N. employee who was instrumental in organizing the opposition against longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. Mr. Barr remains in Senegal, his return uncertain. His spokesman, Khalifa Salas, indicated could be as early as Tuesday.
Consideration basically is where he's going to reside and where he's going to carry out his duties. It is important for us to bear in mind that he is yet to tell me at the time he is coming.
Jammeh, who refused to accept defeat following the December 1st election, left the country late Saturday. It is reportedly in Equatorial Guinea. This is VOA News. Syrian talks are to continue in the Kazakh capital, Astana. Tuesday, after a first day of indirect negotiations between the government and opposition that failed to reach agreement, the negotiations, hosted by Russia, Turkey, and Iran, focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire. Opposition official Issam El-Rice said the talks could result in future political negotiations on Syria's future. That could be trouble for President Bashar al-Assad.
If this discussion succeeds, that means there is a real cessation of hostility on the ground, a real ceasefire. The weather will be ready for a transition or a political discussions, which the Assad knows. At that point, he will be out of power.
A joint communique being drafted reportedly commits Russia, Turkey, and Iran to fight Islamic State and Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly the militant Nusra Front, and they'll set up a mechanism to monitor the ceasefire. New U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis Monday spoke with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. A defense spokesman said the two discussed the importance of their shared values and that in the defense of those values, the U.S. will always start with Europe. Opposition street protests returned to Venezuela Monday with demonstrators demanding new elections aimed at forcing socialist President Nicolas Maduro from power. Protester Maria Hernandez said she's tired of food shortages and a lack of safety and a diminished quality of life. The country's economic crisis has deepened with food and medicine shortages that have sparked riots and looting in recent months. The Prime Minister of the Indian Ocean Island of Mauritius has officially handed power over to his son in a controversial transition. 86-year-old Prime Minister Anirudh Jugnauth handed power over to his 55-year-old son Pravind, the finance minister. The transition was made without an election, prompting the opposition to threaten protests. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in the midst of a three-nation, five-day African trip, talked trade and security, but also called on his Tanzanian host to take action against the network of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Gulen's Hizmet movement is linked to a network of schools. Mr. Erdogan accuses Gulen of being behind last July's attempted coup. Among the actions taken Monday, President Donald Trump signed a decree barring U.S. federal funding for foreign governmental organizations or NGOs to pay for abortions. His spokesman is Sean Spicer.
He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well.
The abortion funding ban first imposed by former President Ronald Reagan in 1984. A severe weather system moved up the eastern U.S. coast Monday after leaving a trail of destruction in the nation's south that left at least 20 dead. High winds, heavy rain and snow, flash flooding reported as the weather system moved north toward Boston. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.